the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 361. Up in Smoke.
Comedy Forecast is powered by its patrons. To support the show and get episodes before everyone else, visit patreon.com and search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. Or just go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the right-hand side of the page.
In this episode, we talk about the holidays, learn about a new car, visit Mars, and more. Come on, let's get to the forecast.
Item 1 of 4.
Well, hi folks, Clinton here. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. Can you believe how early they started putting up all the holiday decorations this year? Even in the stores. It's just not me, right? They do this earlier and earlier every year. I mean, it's like summer isn't even over and they start. Ugh! Stupid Halloween. Oh, I didn't think he was going to go there. Halloween, no. That's my jam. Look, I get it. A lot of you out there really love Halloween. But there are a lot of us out there that, well, just like it as a friend. A friend that gives you candy in a non-threatening, windowless, van-free kind of way. But only one night a year, people. More and more, you can't escape Halloween. It's taken over the whole fall season. Yeah, I guess leaves changing color is cool, but check out this candle. It drips fake blood. No. Haunted houses, zombie hayrides, monster truck rallies. It's out of control. A few years ago, a local car wash started doing a Halloween overlay every October. How does that even make sense? Why would a ghost want to be hanging around a car wash? What's the story? Was there some kind of horrific buffing accident? Not only that, but every empty storefront suddenly turns into a spooktacular boutique of Halloween costumes. Let me ask you something. Have you ever seen anyone dressed as the escaped convict? You know the costume I'm talking about, the one that has the giant ball and chain? No, you haven't, have you? I'm convinced that costume is the Christmas fruitcake of Halloween costumes. They made about 6 of them back in 1975, and they just keep getting passed around from store to store year after year. Halloween used to be much simpler. Aside from putting on an uncomfortable costume and going out and getting candy, we only had one other tradition. It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. It was a special. It was something you had to wait for. You'd gather around the TV in anticipation, watch it, and then say, "Wow, I forgot how lame that was." And you'd forget by the next year and watch it again. Maybe I shouldn't blame people for this. I mean, maybe it's not their fault. Maybe there's something in the air that causes this. Or the water. Or in our food. Some special flavor that seems to find its way into everything this time of year. I'm not sure. I think I'll just finish my pumpkin muffin and pumpkin spice latte while I think about it. And then, maybe a few fake cobwebs would look good here in the studio. And a skeleton. And a few bats.
Item 2 of 4.
The brand new BMW 69U. It defies conventional thinking. That's because it's been totally re-engineered from the ground up. For this year's model, we challenged our design and engineering teams to toss convention to the wind, look at every system from every angle, and redesign every part to give you a totally new driving experience. We think they've succeeded. It starts with the little things. Consider the front headlights on the 69U. This year, we've shifted them up by an almost imperceptible 2 centimeters. A seemingly insignificant change. But then, we also rotated them 180 degrees along the X-axis, so they now face directly into the passenger cabin. This simple change makes a big difference in your driving experience. We also considered how your car interacts with the road. Conventional thinking has always placed the wheels of the car along the undercarriage. But we wanted to move beyond convention. So, in the 69U, we moved them to an unconventional spot, the roof of the vehicle. Our tests show that this move significantly reduces tread wear and decreases the possibility of a blowout at high speeds. Next, our design team turned their attention to the passenger cabin. The extremely well-lit passenger cabin, you're welcome, to redefine comfort. In the 69U, it is now possible to adjust seating in even more positions than ever. Up, down, forward, back, angle, shape, material, color, location, time, and bacon. The digital instrumentation on the 69U is legendary for its elegant design and functionality. But our team knew you wanted more. So they went to work, enlarging the size of key displays, downsizing secondary instrumentation, and then concealing the entire instrument cluster behind a 100% hand-tooled leather cover, eliminating annoying glare and the potential for distracting data overload. There was also the issue of the steering wheel, often the cause of major injury in an automobile collision. Our award-winning team solved that problem by putting the steering wheel in a new location, directly on top of the engine block, easily accessible through the sliding windscreen that allows air to flow effortlessly into the passenger cabin. And every piece of steel in the 69U has been replaced with uncooked lasagna, resulting in an impressive 500% increase in crumple zones and a 100% increase in digestibility. This truly is what it means to say that everything has changed. Come in and test drive the all-new BMW 69U today. You'll agree, it's not what you ever expected from a car. It's probably not even what you ever wanted.
Item 3 of 4.
Hi, I'm Derek.
And I'm Rory.
We were just talking about the recent news that Volkswagen installed software on their diesel vehicles to fool emissions testing equipment.
Yeah, Herbie goes banana pants crazy.
It does indeed make you think.
And I hate that, right? But you know what, brother? This reminds me of something that happened to me on the road just the other day. I was going up this steep hill, right? And there was a flatbed truck in front of me. Are you picking up what I'm laying down?
So far, yes.
Well, right on. Anyway, the truck was really working hard to get up that hill. You know, I think I can. I think I am. I think therefore I am.
Was that a truck? Or a Descartes?
Walk away, Renee. I mean, this truck was creeping up that hill like it was carrying a ton of lead pipes.
Oh? What was it actually carrying?
A ton of lead pipes. So it was pretty much behaving like you think it would.
Got it.
And every time the driver shifted gears, big black billows of alliterative smoke came gushing out of the exhaust pipe.
Oh.
Well said, brother. Yeah, it smelled like someone set fire to New Jersey and put it out by dumping Pennsylvania on top. Which exit to Allentown?
Rory, that's no way to talk about those states.
Hey, I'm not saying it was a bad smell. In fact, it was rather satisfying.
You mean you liked that smell of all the burning petroleum?
Sizzle.
I thought you, of all people, would have felt better if it had been an electric vehicle. I mean, you own an electric car.
No way! Look, if it was an electric truck crawling up that hill, it would have been really annoying.
What do you mean?
Simple as cake. See, the diesel truck was all, gotta get up that hill, with and tons of smoke, right? You could tell it was struggling just to keep moving. But, an electric truck would be just going along slow and sounding like,
true. But an electric truck would have been much better for the environment.
But it just doesn't feel right, right? I mean, it's too much of a dramatic change. We need some way to ease into it. Greasy wheel!
What exactly do you have in mind?
Okay, all right, how about we do this? We do like I did with my car. First, we start off with electric trucks actually burning oil, so you get those big, filthy clouds of smoke. And then we ease off of that by cutting down on the oil and putting a huge electric cigarette in the exhaust pipe, spewing out electric smoke.
Wait, are you suggesting that the electric trucks get into vaping to help them break the smoking habit?
Maybe.
And how long would truck drivers need to do that?
Oh, they could quit any time they want. Really, it would be all part of a thing I like to call the 12-gear program.
Honestly, Rory, I don't think truck drivers are going to go for that.
There's always Plan B.
What's that?
I can stop walking behind trucks going up hills.
Walking? Rory, what were you doing walking in the road?
No choice, brother. I had to drop off my car at the Betty Ford, Chrysler, and GM clinic the other day. Yeah, it turns out it's really hard to kick that petroleum habit.
We know, Rory. We know.
Allegory!
Item 4 of 4.
New findings from NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter provides the strongest evidence yet that liquid water flows intermediately on present-day Mars.
Sorry! What? Did you remember to turn off the sprinkler? Yes. Wait. No. Terrific! It's not bad enough we have those stupid rovers driving all over our lawn, drilling holes like some kind of insane robotic squirrel. Now they're going to come here looking for our water. What's the big deal? Are you kidding? Do you want everyone on Earth up here doing that? Well, sure. Do you know how much they pay for a bottle of water down there? Forget that Fiji water. This is the real pure stuff. We'll make a fortune, I suppose.
And now, the nerdy punchline.
But when we've made our millions and all the Martian water is gone, what are we supposed to do?
I hear Europa is nice this time of year.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick?
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, if you have any comments about this episode, why not call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. The phone not your thing? That's okay. Drop us an email at comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4, at gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you can find all the episodes at comedyforecast.com. You can also subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else fine podcasts are listed.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.